what does the North Dakota Public Service Commission do?
Well, we're a constitutional agency, and one can look at it as regulatory. We regulate siting. We oversee, you know, regulate weights and measures. We have consumer affairs, siting of pipelines, pipeline safety, damage prevention, just a whole variety of things.
Now, you were appointed to the commission in 2022, subsequently confirmed by North Dakota voters that same year. What is your passion regarding the work of the North Dakota Public Service Commission that makes you go to work every day and now announce that you want to run again?
Well, first of all, Chris, I really love my job. The reviewing the applications, decision-making, industry has been wonderful to work with as far as being boots on the ground and seeing how everything operates. So when I read information, I understand it. I've done everything from stand on a CO2 sequestration site to being strapped in and going to the top of a wind farm and seeing everything there, going to coal mines and looking at all the operations. Everyone has been very open to me coming out and, like I said, being boots on the ground and learning about the regulatory side to understand and do the best job possible. But finally, I want to say the citizens of North Dakota have been very good, respectful, and I love their engagement out there. When we go out into communities for public hearings, for public input, the citizens of North Dakota are engaged and kind, and I really appreciate that.
Talk about the importance of the work you do as a public service commissioner to make sure that all of these projects that you're talking about follow the regulatory regulations and are safe for North Dakotans.
Well, first of all, the legislature passes the laws, and we have to adhere to the law. Nothing more, nothing less. So if we have a siting case, we have to review the law and make sure that the applicant is abiding by the law, that there's no adverse impacts out there, that they have met all the regulatory requirements. So that's what we do. We have to follow the law, and we dig into their application. We ask questions. Again, the very importance, nothing more, nothing less. We, as public service commissioners, we have to follow the law. From the safety standpoint, when you look at pipelines out there, the regulatory impact of them is, you know, we deal with a federal regulation, PHMSA, and the pipeline safety. We have tons of pipelines underneath the ground and the safety component of it. I can tell you, I hold the portfolio of the pipeline safety program here in North Dakota. And we are small but mighty staff. And for the last 3 years, we have received a perfect score on our pipeline safety inspections. That's record review of the industry to ensure that they are documenting everything, to the boots on the ground inspection and going out there and walking, you know, evaluating the pipeline. So it's very important to us. Safety, overall regulation is the heartbeat of this agency.
Since your appointment in 2022, can you highlight some of the biggest projects you've been a part of?
Well, any electric rate case is big. It impacts the ratepayer. We've done, since my tenure here, I have cited over $11.9 billion. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of infrastructure. That's a lot of economic development. That's a lot of regulatory oversight to ensure that the applicants are abiding by our North Dakota siting laws. To name some of them, like I said, every electric case, every natural gas case with the three utilities that we have oversight, Summit Carbon Solution, their CO2 pipeline, repowering of wind turbines. Every case has its merits, and every case has been an informative and educational opportunity for me.
Sherry, how can people learn more about you and about your campaign?
Well, I have a website. It's www.sherry, Sherry, 4FORND.com. So that's Sherry4ND.com. And I'm always open to people contacting me and asking me questions. I cannot answer any questions regarding an open case we have, but we have wonderful staff that can. But as a commissioner, I welcome any and all questions.